This is Twit.
I've been reading some things about the American Legion Radio Club, and I read the other day that they now exceed 2,000 members, and I didn't know about it. Where have I been?
Wow.
My father was in World War II. He was in the Navy and very active in the American Legion. So I contacted the guys in Indianapolis, and wow, I was really, really stunned by what a great setup they have. So we invited them here tonight, and we'll learn a little bit more about the American Radio Club, the American Legion Radio Club, and it's in Indianapolis. And with us tonight is Marty Justice. Marty, how are you? It's glad to see you. Glad to have you with us.
Doing fine, Bob. Thank you for the invitation. We're tickled to be here, believe me.
Well, that what a great station you have. We've got a few pictures, and we'll be talking over them as we go. Brian's going to start with them, and of course, there's the great logo. What a nice wall that is, and I really like that badge you have. That's kind of neat. And this is a memorial station to John Dennis. Tell us a little bit about John Dennis, Marty.
Sure, be happy to, Bob. You know, when we first started with the Amateur Radio Club, we were pretty tight for money. So we put out an invitation or a request from any of the members of our club to donate any old equipment they might have around. Well, that kind of expanded. And what happened here when John Dennis passed away, his wife got in touch with us, asked us if we would take his equipment and use it for the betterment of the club and the work of the American Legion. And we gratefully appreciate that. And so to kind of remember him, we set a position with that plaque here in our small radio room to honor him and memorialize him.
Well, that is really super. And you have this club in a really great building. And this is in downtown Indianapolis. Tell us a little bit about this building.
Sure. That's the American Legion's national headquarters. That's one of three that the American Legion operates. One's just northeast of us, and another one in Washington, D.C., where our lobbyists work from. But the one we're looking at now is the national headquarters. It houses about 100 employees here and takes care of most of the programs of the American Legion, youth-oriented programs, that like that, and certainly the American Legion Amateur Radio Club. We're down here in the basement of the building you're looking at, about 75 feet above us on the penthouse of this building are our antenna.
Well, it sure is a nice place to have a station, that's for sure. And look at this station. And you, as I understand, have two setups. You've got this one, and then there's the other one on the other side. These are both HF stations?
Actually, we run two HF positions here. We run Kenwood TS 850 and a 450, and we use them alternately. We also have UHF, VHF, and IRLP operations from the side that you're looking at right now.
Well, this has to be a six-meter station. I see the grid square up there. let's check out the next one here, Brian. And you guys are hard at it. It looks like we're logging on the left and talking on the right. Tell me about the two operators and what's going on there.
Sure. The gentleman in the front is Jerry, one of the volunteers that comes in here. The gentleman in the background is myself. I'm working the microphone at that particular time. And that was during our special event on Veterans Day last November 11th. We had a record turnout, I guess I want to say, but we had more than 350 operators be in touch with us here at National Headquarters. Busy, busy day for us. We only operate for about 7 hours on that day. But we had four or five of us in here alternating, rotating through the positions. Working both HF, working the UHF, VHF, and the IRLP, and Simplex.
How many operators did you say?
We have five of them kind of rotate through here, two or three at a time. What you're seeing there now is the gentleman at the UHF, VHF position. The other two of us, one of which I was at the HF position. But we rotate, kind of spread the work out a little bit. We usually have one man on the microphone, the other man logging.
Oh, that's great. Looks like a little CW work here. And this is the penthouse up, I guess, where the antennas are, correct?
It is. Actually, you're looking north out of Indianapolis. We're located at 700 North Penn, just north of the center of the city. We have a vertical there that runs our UHF, or is attached to our UHF-VHF operations, Diamond Vertical. We have a multi-band dipole that we run for our HF, and they're sitting up, as I said, about 70 feet, completely unobstructed to our west, pretty much to the north and the east. The south, though, we have some buildings, but we do get out particularly well out west.
Well, that's really great, and I really appreciate seeing it. And hopefully, maybe on our way over to Dayton, we can stop by and see you guys. It's a real treat to be able to let everybody know about K9TAL. Do you have any kind of net or schedule that we can all try to find?
Yes, indeed. Best thing to do would be to go on the American Legion's website, where there's a TALARC page, and that's at legion.org/hamradio. There's information there about nets, and we operate nets once a month, UHF, VHF, IRLP, and even Echolink on second Saturdays. And we do HF 40-meter net on Sundays. But information is on the website itself, which you're looking at right now. Again, legion.org/hamradio. Any of our members are invited, and I would extend this invitation to you as well, to come in and operate our station anytime you're in town. As long as you're here between the hours of 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday.
Well, there's one other thing I want to ask you about, and when Don was talking about it in the pre-net time here, a lot of us, our fathers, were in the war, and they're passed on, but you have a Sons of the Legions. Tell us a little bit about that, how some of us could join the American Legion and have some real meaning to what our fathers did back in the early days and try to continue that.
Well, let me say first, Bob, that those who are members of the Amateur Radio Club get their eligibility through membership in the American Legion, in the American Legion Auxiliary, as well as the Sons of the American Legion. So we welcome each and every one of you to be party to this. But those who had fathers or mothers who served in wartime, may have passed away, or maybe serving right now, are eligible to join the Sons of the American Legion. The American Legion itself, the eligibility for that is limited to wartime veterans, those who have been in the service or were in the service during those periods declared as active war periods by the United States Congress. And right now, the membership eligibility for the American Legion has been open since Desert Shield, Desert Storm back in 1990-91. So anyone who's in the military now can join. Anyone whose father is in the military now can join. And there, by the way, there is also an organization for young ladies under the American Legion Auxiliary. They can join their eligibility under their grandparents or their parents.
Well, that's really great. And I personally appreciate what you guys are doing to keep it all going. And again, it just reflects back upon what our fathers and grandfathers did for this country. And we do need more of that today to really pay respect to those guys. So thanks a lot for joining us and letting everybody here on Ham Nation know about the American Legion Radio Club. And we'll look forward to talking to each of you if we can. And please join us again sometime. We'll have you on if you have any kind of special event or whatever. Let me know, and we'll make that happen. So. 7-3 to you and all there in Indianapolis, and we appreciate your time very much, Marty.
Bob, it's been our pleasure. 7-3 to you, and just let me make this closing remark that we will have a special event operation on Saturday, March 14th. It's the celebration of the American Legion's birthday. Hope to hear from you then. 7-3 to each and every one of you.